Welcome to the Cool Down Room with your host, Sky Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things Formula. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the one and only Cool Down Room podcast. I am back finally, and I have to apologize for being away for a couple of months. I have not meant to, and I've wanted to be back so badly. So much has been happening recently. I shall fill you in with the most important parts, but I'm going to skip most of it and just get on with the current news because we have so much going on. We just had a race yesterday and I thought it was time to fill you guys in on all the news to make sure that you are completely up to date with everything happening. So just starting off with a little bit about myself, I have no excuses, okay, for not running this podcast as much as I want to, but I have no excuses. I have had no excuses. How many times can I say excuses? I am going to be bringing you a podcast every week from here on out for as long as I possibly can, related to F1 news during the week, okay? I've had a pretty busy last couple of months. Some pretty crazy things have happened. Very exciting. I cannot believe my life at the moment, but that is no way that I was going to forget about you guys here on the podcast. And to anyone new listening, hello, welcome to our little community of listeners for this podcast. I absolutely love it here. It's my little safe space and I really can talk about anything and everything with you guys. 99% of that is F1 related. So I need to stop saying get back into the podcast mojo, Sky. If you're watching this, you can see I have a slightly different setup today. This is not my long-term setup, but I am currently sat in my bedroom because my studio at the moment is being changed, being used, and yeah, new things are happening, I guess. So yeah, this is my little current setup. I'm sorry the lighting isn't very good, but the audio should still be great. So Singapore race yesterday, Singapore Grand Prix, you all know the ending of that story. Lando Norris won his third race ever. He's now got 3 wins. It feels like he should have far more than that right now, but he has 3 wins and we got to go with it. He won it like the superstar that he is because he went with a 20-second lead ahead of Max Verstappen. And I don't think anyone could quite believe that. The race was slightly boring for most viewers, but for every Lando fan out there, they were absolutely cheering their heads off, getting so excited. The fact that he was so far ahead of Max and he had a really pretty smooth run, apart from almost going into the wall, twice? We'll get into that a little bit later on. But I spent my day watching the race at the F1 Arcade because I am your new host of something called the Cool Down Chat, hosted by WTF1 at the F1 Arcade in London. So every race weekend for the rest of the year, I will be at the F1 Arcade in London asking everybody what they thought of the race after the race has happened. So I'm going to be walking around saying, what did you think of the race? What did you think of the race? Trying to get lots of opinions of people, which I kind of absolutely love. I love seeing what people actually thought, getting genuine opinions, genuine reactions. So if you wanted to come along, please do go ahead and book a nice little watch party ticket at the F1 Arcade in London. I will see you there. Come find me and have to do a little reactions interview. Please, that would be fun. Anyway, right, so let's get on to the facts and the stats from the Singapore Grand Prix. Lando Norris won the race. He gained 25 points. He did not get the fastest lap. You know who did get the fastest lap? Daniel Ricciardo. We all, I guess, kind of know the news and have heard the news around Daniel Ricciardo that has come out recently. So it was sort of kind of announced yesterday, but we will be expecting a professional and full release announcement from Red Bull and Daniel himself. I say Red Bull, kind of RB, V-Carb, all of that lot, Christian Horner. So Daniel Ricciardo will be racing no longer in Formula One, as far as I'm aware. Yesterday was his last race, or the Singapore Grand Prix was his last race, and he went out with a bang. He went ahead and got that fastest lap, which he did not need, but it was just his way of saying, farewell guys, it's me, and I think he will be missed hugely, particularly within the paddock. He is such a personality, and I don't know many people who don't like Daniel Ricciardo. A lot of people could have a lot to say on his recent driving, which I have to agree on. He hasn't had the best couple seasons, and I say couple seasons, too many seasons, he hasn't been doing very well. But that is not to say he is not a great driver. He is an amazing driver, and yeah, he will be missed in the paddock. He's such a cool vibe. And I'm pretty sure DTS watchers and Netflix as a whole will miss him so much because he was such a face for that show. The first ever series was based so much around him and his story and his journey within racing. So yeah, really sad to see him go. I'm hoping he will bring in a little bit of a role in later years to some commentary because he is so good with a microphone on camera. I think he would fit in so well somewhere along the line. And I'm sure that's not what he wants to do for the rest of his life. But somewhere along the lines, in a few years, we could see him hopefully on screen somewhere because I really think he would be great and just such a laugh. He would really bring the vibes, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, yeah, pretty sad, but yeah, no one got the fastest at that point. Okay, that's where the whole story was going there. So Max ended the race second, of course, and he's gained 18 points. Today I will be talking a lot about the World Championship, which has to be addressed. The Drivers' Championship, along with the Constructors. The gap is decreasing between Max and Lando, and it's very exciting. I wanted to talk to you guys about how Lando could, in fact, win the championship this year, and if it's at all possible. My short answer for that is yes, it's very much possible, but whether it happens or not is very much undecided. Lando, along with McLaren and Oscar, would have to work so hard between now and Abu Dhabi to get the points that they need to reduce the gap to nothing before they can then increase the gap and win the championship. Because, you know, as the saying goes, catching a car is one thing, but overtaking is another. So Lando could definitely catch up with Max, but whether he can maintain it and then win and get ahead of Max is a completely different thing. So we've definitely got to talk about that. So yesterday, Lando closed the gap to Max in the lead by 7 points. They're 7 points closer than they were last weekend. There's currently 52 points between them. If we do the maths, there is 180 points up for grab for one single driver between now and the end of the season, end of Abu Dhabi race. Six races left. Three of those are sprint races. That is the Austin Grand Prix, the Brazil Grand Prix, and the Qatar Grand Prix. So Austin is next in 3 weeks. Is it in 3 weeks or maybe is it in 4 weeks? It's on the 20th of October. I actually don't know. Is that it? Anyway, in a few weeks, guys, 20th of October, we're going to have the sprint and the race, of course. So points available for every sprint race weekend is 34 points. That means you win the sprint race, you win the race, and you get the fastest lap point within the top 10, of course. That's how it works. So 34 points available for one driver. And then on a normal Grand Prix weekend, there is 26 points available for a driver, and that is to win the race and to gain the fastest lap. So Lando, of course, was 1 point off of that yesterday by losing that fastest lap point and giving it to Daniel. Effectively giving it to Daniel. He didn't give it to Daniel. Daniel obviously deserved that, but Lando was running the whole race pretty much having the fastest lap. So that's okay though. 1 point isn't going to ruin the championship, or is it? Okay, we have seen championships decided with 1 point, 2 point, 5 points available at the end of it. And that is why this is so exciting, because I have a pretty bold prediction that Lando and Max could be within about 10 points of each other by the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Okay, 52 points between them. It doesn't sound that much. It is a lot, and it also isn't much at all. For Lando to gain 52 points, he would basically have to win two races in a row and get fastest laps, and Max not finish within the top 10. That is how they would be equal, okay? Bearing in mind, Lando has six races to do that. So he could do that however he wants. He could get first and Max gets like seventh. And then the next race, Lando could get like second and Max gets like ninth. We could run it like that across six races effectively. The thing that Lando has to really watch out for now is if Max finishes second to him in every race. So if Lando finishes first and Max is second, or if even Lando finishes sixth and Max is seventh, Max will still win the championship. So Lando has to have an increased gap between them both. So he has to be getting first and Max be getting fifth or something like that. A larger gap between them for him to actually come to the end and have more points than Max by the end of Abu Dhabi. Does that make sense? I know this isn't very simple, but I'm trying to make it simple. So I've thought through everything. I've gone through a lot of maths and possibilities. There are two key factors I think Lando has in his favour to close the gap. Firstly, at the Singapore Grand Prix, Lando ended the race with a 20-second lead against Max, and Max was running in second place, so a 20-second lead over anyone on the grid. That is a huge margin. We've seen that very rarely, and most commonly, most recently, with Max Verstappen being so far ahead of the rest of the grid. Basically, the entirety of last year, the races got very boring, but that is very much in Lando's favour between now and the rest of, well, the end of the year. If he can have another race like this, it just shows and proves that that car is so far ahead of everyone else's. It's designed so well. It's had the perfect, upgrades. It's had the perfect upgrades over the past couple races, and they just have the right driver in the car. Okay, Lando loves that car right now. He feels that he's thriving in it. He feels that it is like a rocket ship. It's so good. He feels pretty confident, I think, not for the championship, just in the car. The second key factor I think Lando has in his favour is the fact that he has the help of Oscar. And Oscar definitely owes him a little bit. I know that Oscar might not be thinking about the Drivers' Championship, but if McLaren could put it on there enough, Oscar will help him out. And what I mean by this is Max, every driver has a teammate, of course. And if we look at Lando and Oscar, they will very much help each other out. They're pretty equal. Lando has been coming ahead of Oscar in most races, but Oscar has had two wins so far and Lando has only had three, and Oscar is an incredible driver, so they are really close in margins. If we look at the rivals' car, if we look at the driver lineup, which is Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez, Max Verstappen is doing a great job in that car. He is still pushing it to his limits. I know the limits aren't like they used to be, but he is still pushing them to those limits. Sergio Perez, on the other hand, we all know he hasn't had a very good season. Sergio isn't much help on this whole thing. He can't even come close to his teammate, let alone the McLarens and either Oscar or Lando. So if Oscar can give Lando a helping hand, whether that's keeping Max Verstappen behind him or giving him an extra point by swapping places, that's something that Max and Sergio quite possibly won't be doing between now and the end of this season. So that is my two key factors I think that Lando has in favour of winning. There is one huge factor I think Max has in favour of winning, and that is that he hasn't been miles off of Lando at any one point during this last six races or eight races that we've seen. And he has a 52-point lead, which he gained at the beginning of the year when he was winning those first five races or six races. Because, of course, Max had a really good start to the year, and then it just dropped off about midway through. And that was where it all started to go down, and McLaren started going up. So that was a really interesting swap over. But Max still has that lead, and I do think by the end of it, because Max can be really consistent, and if he can keep his the right head on and be competitive but not too pushy, I think he could keep it. So there you go. That's what I have to say. But yeah, I think they could be within 10 points by Abu Dhabi, which is a 42-point increase from Lando from now. So between now and the end of the season, in six races, for Lando to win, Lando would have to improve his score by 53 points, and he'd have to be at least 1 point above of Max, obviously. So yeah, 53 points, because there's a 52 gap between them. If you look at the last six races, if we looked at what we've had the last six, it can help us predict what's going to happen in the next six. So in the last six races, Max Verstappen gained 76 points. Lando gained 108 points. Okay, that's pretty good for Lando, but there was only a 32-point difference between them. So if that happens again to the end of this season for the next six races, that would mean there's still 20 points between Max and Lando after the last race. So that's where I think that catching is one thing and passing is another. It does make an exciting Grand Prix for Abu Dhabi though, because I do think, I keep saying this, but I really think that they will be that close that, let's say if one of them wins and one of them crashes out, that could be the final decider, which would be so cool. Oh my gosh, we haven't had that in a few years. And the last time that happened, it was mental. Okay, okay. I think it's time to talk about Sweargate. Never thought I would ever be saying that, particularly on a podcast. So Max Verstappen swore in one of the FIA press conferences at the weekend. He swore within the press conference. It's not unheard of. It has happened in the past, but this one has been taken quite seriously. So in one of the press conferences, Max Verstappen said, "I went into qualifying. I knew the car was effed." Okay, that was all he said. He said it in a little bit of a heat of the moment. When it was pointed out to him that he had just sworn, he then said that he went on like a really long spiel about the fact that this sport, they're not constantly mic'd up. They're in a press conference for a short amount of time and they all swear often and that we're all adults. We're not children. We can all deal with it. He did apologise quite quickly to the FIA. And the FIA, let's just say they weren't very happy about it. So they called Max into their little FIA space. And basically, they have given him a fine, a so-called fine. And they have said that Max Verstappen has to be given a community service, effectively. That's what it is, like give back to the community. This hasn't gone down very well. So then during the next press conference, which was the post-qualifying conference, Max basically tried to say as little as possible while still staying within FIA regulations, just to make a point. And I will give you some of those references right now. So the reporter started off by asking Max, "What did you change overnight? Because it seems there's been a big difference in performance." Max replied, "A lot." The reporter then went on to say, "Can you elaborate?" And Max said, "No, I might get fined." Reporter said, "Are you confident with the race pace?" Max said, "Maybe." Max then said, "I would prefer if you ask these questions outside the room." One of the reporters then asked if Max would in fact be open to asking or answering questions outside the room, and Max put his thumb up and nodded. Another reporter then said, "What happens if the behaviour in this press conference triggers another penalty?" And Max said, "No comment." Then a reporter said, "How long will you not be giving answers in the FIA press conference for?" And Max said, "I am answering, just not a lot. Problem with my voice." So after the press conference, Max did end up having his own little press conference outside of the press conference centre. So a lot of reporters and journalists were stood around him with their microphones and cameras asking him questions. The FIA then didn't like this and told him that he couldn't in fact do this and that he had to move on. So Max said, "Okay, fine, we'll do a walking press conference." And he walked the entirety of the paddock with all these reporters and journalists asking him questions like a full-on press conference. He was really trying to make a statement and understand the fact that he not only didn't like being fined, but just the fact that he did not like to be caught out like that and called out like that by the FIA. I mean, saying that you have to do community service and give back to the community for swearing one word within a press conference. The F1 drivers do swear a lot when they're talking to journalists and that, and it happens. So the FIA were definitely trying to take a stand and Max wasn't having any of it. So we're still unsure where the whole thing is at, what penalty will be given to Max and everything. But yeah, it seems like he's definitely made his stand. When Lando and Lewis were asked about what they thought of this whole situation, I will give you what they said. Lando said he deserved it. Foul language. So no, I think it's pretty unfair and I don't agree with any of it. Lewis then said, "I think it's a bit of a joke, to be honest. This is pinnacle of the sport. Mistakes are made. I certainly wouldn't be doing it. I hope Max doesn't either." And that was in relation to actually doing the so-called community service. So Lewis is basically saying, "I wouldn't be doing the community service and I hope that Max doesn't either." And I think that's quite big for them to say. I think drivers giving a lot of penalties, a lot of fines, but for not only one driver to come against it, but if multiple drivers to say and stand up and say, no, that's not right. Of course, it's not right that Max did swear, but I think it was quite a harsh penalty, and it was just the way it was handled by the FIA wasn't right. A really funny thing that happened actually after the race, which I noticed, when Lando, Oscar and Max were in the cool down room, Lando actually did swear. He stated about his little moment where he almost went into the walls, where he locked up. Remember I said earlier, basically he was flying, doing some really great laps, and was actually on a very fast lap, purple sector's lap. His rear tyres, I believe it was, locked up, and he almost, very close, but almost went into one of the walls. And everyone's sort of heart was in their mouth for a moment because we were thinking, oh my gosh, that's it. That's the end of Lando's race. But it wasn't. He caught it and he carried on. It was great. After the race, in the cool down room, Lando watched a little replay of it and he said a little swear word talking about how he felt. He was basically saying that he felt like he was gonna, you know, something to himself, like he was gonna himself. You know what I'm saying? And Oscar said to him, oh, do you mind saying that again, but without the swearing? And he did the little mic gesture with his hand. I thought that was so funny because, of course, Max was in the room and Lando laughed and Max laughed. And it was Oscar also pointing out the whole FIA fact that, you know, it's all a bit, ooh, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, funny little things happen. I really like seeing the drivers' personalities with each other now and again. Like that was a really... Like, Oscar didn't need to do that. It was just a funny little in the moment, like, oh, this is a bit of an inside joke kind of thing, which I think is kind of fun for us to see that, you know, as viewers. Franco Colapinto did have a good race yesterday. He was so close to gaining another point, but he finished the race in 11th. He was in a pretty constant fight between Sergio Perez, Yuki Tsunoda. There was kept going back and forth with a lot of things, including Nico Hülkenberg, in the Haas with Fernando Alonso. Like, there was just a big thing. But Franco did do really well, and I'm really excited for him to see how he gets on over the rest of the season. I know we will talk about this a lot, but I really want him to go to a different team in 2025. I want him to have an opportunity to take a seat in 25. I think he's come to it slightly late. Of course, most seats have been taken up, but there are some still seats available. There are some seats still available, like in the Stake, or yeah, I think actually it's only the Stake now because Liam and Lawson will have taken that RB seat. Yeah, it seems that in Austin we will be seeing Liam Lawson back in an F1 car in the V-Carb, or the Visa Cut-Up RB. Car, so that's pretty exciting. Nico Hülkenberg had a great race. He finished in P9. It was looking pretty good for him. I mean, he was running in like 5th, 6th. He dropped back a little bit, of course, but he did really well. He kept fighting and he's gained a couple points for the Haas team. The Haas car has been looking pretty competitive, but Kevin hasn't been doing great, but Nico has been doing pretty good. Pretty good for the car anyway. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on is that Mercedes were pretty disappointed with the pace of their cars. Both Lewis and George mentioned it. They think that they could have done far better at that track. They're both great drivers at that track. They've had a good track record at the track. Wow. Oh my gosh, how many times can I say track? Austin probably will be a good race for them, seeing that it will suit their car. So there you have it. There was your overview of everything you guys needed to know after the Singapore race. Everything you need to know from the cool down room. I hope you have an enjoyable rest of your week and you'll hear from me next week. Bye.